1-800-636-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Every one of us has a supply. Every one of us has something to give, has a gift, has a talent, has something to add to the body, all right? Every joint supplies. Now, one of the things, or a couple of the concepts that are being restored now and have been for a couple of decades now that God has been restoring is the apostolic grace and the dominion mindset. The apostolic grace and the dominion mindset. Apostolic grace to restore, to set things back into order, to bring the protocols of heaven back into the earth realm. And the dominion concept or mindset. God is restoring that right now. That the church is not just bumping along, hanging in there, hoping and praying, you know, going up the rough side of the mountain, just calling on Jesus. No, but a dominion mindset. We have been called to walk in dominion. Amen. We are royal priests. And I'm going to give you a definition of that shortly. You'll see it clearer as we go on. But we are the dominion mindset. We are not here to be just beat up on, kicked around, you know, hanging in there, living in caves and, you know, just scraping up stuff, trying to eat and just hanging in there till Jesus comes. No, the dominion mindset has been restored. Remember, the word restitution means to return the earth back to its perfect state as it were before the fall. That's restitution. See, the enemy's ploy and strategy is oftentimes to keep us distracted, struggling with other stuff that has really nothing to do with your destiny, and struggling with stuff that he can keep you limited in, that he can keep you discouraged in, that he can keep you with a low self-esteem, that he can keep your true identity hidden from you. But we have been called into a realm of dominion. Hello, somebody. See, if you're that person that has already had trouble with being called a king, you pay close attention to this whole series. And you get it and listen to it over and over and over. And then go into your word and search it out from Genesis all the way into the New Testament in the book of Revelation. And you'll see that God has made you that. Then you have to take hold of it by faith. See, we are saved by grace through faith. You have to believe first. See, if there's no faith, you know, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. If any man come to God, he must first believe. Amen. Tell somebody right now, I believe. Look at the other person on the other side. Tell them, I believe. Okay, let's start there. We believe. Lord, we believe your word. We believe that we are living in the times of restitution. We believe that we are instruments in your hand, Lord, to establish the apostolic grace and the dominion concept and mindset. This is the time. This wasn't given to the church 500 years ago. They were just coming out of the dark ages. They were just, you know, finding out that the just shall live by faith. That was their portion. This is our portion. Amen. And we want to be what God needs us to be in this time. Amen. Every joint has to supply. So if you're not in your place, if you're not giving your all, if you're not doing and being what God has created you to be, and you're just struggling with all kind of issues, then you're a joint that's not supplying. And see, what the apostolic grace is for is to train, to teach until we all come into the unity, till we all find our place, till Christ is formed in all of us. Amen. Then when every joint is supplying, watch out. Amen. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't have struggles and you don't have situations and you're not confronted with different things and challenges. Doesn't even mean that you don't make mistakes sometimes. You do. That's not the issue there. The issue is the mindset. Amen. I might get knocked down, but I'm getting back up. Amen. You get me in the corner, I'm getting out that corner. Amen. You might have slowed me down, but you ain't going to stop me. Amen. Why? Because God is faithful. God is faithful. I might have had to wait, but my time has come now. Amen. Amen. So every joint supplies. Go with me to Colossians chapter 1. Every joint supplies. Ask somebody next to you, could you be the one I'm waiting on? Could you be the one holding up my blessing? You better get busy. Colossians 1 and verse number 20. It says, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile. Say that word, reconcile. Now listen closely. The word is, sometimes we read over these things, but we don't read the magnitude or the depth of what it's saying. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. You see, we have gained a certain degree of victory in the spirit dimension. Amen? Amen. Would you agree? Amen. We understand spiritual warfare to a degree. We have pushed back the powers of darkness. We know how to bind and loose. We know how to spoil the strong man's goods. We know how to cast out devils. We know how to push all of that back in the spirit. But what's going to begin to happen is we're going to begin to see it more and more manifested in the natural realm. The fruits of our victory in the spirit. Because Christ is going to reconcile everything back to himself. See, in the spirit realm, we're victorious in the spirit. Our spirits are free. But all the time, what's happening in the natural hasn't equated what's going on in the spirit altogether. In other words, God's getting ready to bring that thing down on the earth. Come on, that thing's going to start to manifest. It's going to start manifesting in the way of finance. Amen. We believe. We got the victory. We know we got the victory in the spirit. We confess it. We decree it. We receive it. It's going to start manifesting in the natural realm. In other words, money's going to start coming to you. Amen. We have decreed doors to open. And watch, you're going to start walking through some doors. Amen. You have believed. You have received in the spirit. I'm telling you, the time has come that God's going to begin to show you he's reconciling it all back to himself. He's taking it all back to himself. Amen. What's in heaven and in the earth. What's in the spirit realm and in the earth realm. God's reconciling it all back to himself. And tell someone beside you, you are his instrument. That's why there's sometimes such a battle with your identity. That's why the devil wants to make you feel like dirt sometimes. Feel like you can't make it. Feel bad about yourself. Or feel, you know, stupid. Or feel whatever. That's the enemy. Tell somebody, I'm a royal child. Come on, you got royal. You are of a royal lineage. Amen. Now, I've already said it, but I want to ask the question, who are these kings that we're talking about here? Just who are these kings? Tell somebody right now, I'm one of them. See, you and I are the New Testament kings. This is not Old Testament. When we talk about Jesus being the King of Kings, he's not talking about the King of David. King of Solomon, those kings, King of Saul. He's talking about the New Testament kings. He's the king, not only of kings, you know, all the other kings were kings, but he's the king of the kings. No, he's referring to the King of the Kings. We are the kings. Amen. We are the kings he's talking about. Now, most people understand their priesthood. You know, a priesthood, we understand priesthood because, let's say, the New Testament priesthood, we sing praises to God as a priest. We worship, we praise, we pray, we teach the word. All these things have to do with our priesthood. We are priests. But the word says we are a royal priesthood. Not just priests. This will be in another message, I'm certain. I'm going to work this out. But you know, we are not priests after the order of Aaron, who was the high priest of the Old Testament. There was an order, an Aaronic order. No, we are of another priesthood. See, Abraham, when he defeated the five kings, he paid tithe. He gave tithe to a Melchizedek who was a priest, but he was a king. He was the king of Salem. And Jesus is forever a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. All right, so it's not the Aaronic order of just priesthood. It's a royal priesthood. Tell somebody again, you sit next to royalty. Tell them, watch what you say. You better watch how you act. You better act like you got some sense around royalty. You don't just act any old kind of way, say any old kind of thing. No, you act like you got some sense. All right, so that's our priesthood. We know, we sing, we pray, we teach, we praise, we do all these things, and that's our priesthood. But I want you to see, Peter said you are a royal, not just a priesthood, but a royal priesthood. And there's emphasis, there's a reason why. Go with me to 1 Peter chapter 2, back to 1 Peter chapter 2, and let's take a look at verse 5. Now, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, it says, "Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house." Here we go. "A holy and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." There we have it. There we have our holy priesthood. We are holy priesthood. Okay? We sing, we worship, we praise, we pray, we preach, we teach the word. Now in Ephesians chapter 2, and write all these down, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 8. As I mentioned earlier, verse number 8, it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Next verse. "Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them."
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.